All right, welcome back, everybody. Today, we are taking our deep dive out onto the open water.
Ooh, sounds refreshing.
You know it. We're looking at DuraBright's new Gen 2 line of boat lights.
DuraBright, huh? I've heard their name.
Oh, yeah, they've been around. But this new stuff, it's next level.
Next level how?
Well, we've got their marketing materials right here, just glancing through. It's impressive the tech they're packing into these things.
I mean, it's got to be tough making electronics that can actually survive out on the ocean.
Exactly. Salt water, sun, vibration, you name it. But DuraBright seems to have cracked the code.
And what's caught your eye the most so far?
Honestly, it's how they talk about their design process.
Oh, yeah? What do they say?
They call it a customer-driven design philosophy.
Huh. That sounds kind of like a marketing buzzword, though, doesn't it?
You'd think so, right? But they back it up. They actually work directly with coders.
Like, throughout the whole design process?
Yeah. And it's not just, you know, sending out surveys.
So how do they do it?
They have this great story in here about how they figured out most of their product returns weren't actually because the lights were faulty.
Interesting.
Turns out it was installation problems.
Ah, makes sense. Water damage, I bet.
Bingo. Especially with the wiring. So what did DuraBright do?
Redesign the whole thing, I'm guessing.
You got it. They came up with these special waterproof connectors and junction boxes.
Now that's smart, addressing the root of the problem.
Exactly. So they're not just selling you a light, they're selling you peace of mind.
Knowing you can actually install the thing properly and it's going to last.
Totally. But okay, let's be real for a second. When it comes to boat lights, what do most people really care about?
Brightness. Gotta see and be seen out there on the water.
You said it. And DuraBright, well, let's just say they don't skimp on the lumens.
How bright are we talking?
The Gen 2 Pro. 75,000 lumens.
75,000? Seriously? That's like stadium spotlight levels of brightness.
I know, right? They've also got the Mini at 25,000.
Okay. That's still pretty darn bright.
And even the Nano kicks out 10,000 lumens.
Wow, so they've got a range.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder, do you really need all that power all the time?
Good point. I mean, I've been out on the water at night and been totally blinded by some overly bright lights.
Same here. So how does DuraBright handle, like, the potential for glare with these things?
That's where their expertise in thermal management and LED board technology really comes in.
Okay, now hold on. Don't get too technical on me.
Haha, no worries. Basically, they've engineered these lights to handle the insane amount of heat.
Because LEDs, they run hot, right?
They can, especially at these higher outputs. But DuraBright has figured out a way to manage that heat, which is crucial, not just for preventing glare, but also for making sure the LEDs last a long time.
So they're not just cranking up the brightness, they're making sure it's actually usable and long-lasting brightness.
Exactly. And that's a big deal when you're talking about lights that are exposed to the elements 24/7.
Okay, but you want to know what really blew my mind when I was reading this?
Hit me with it.
The wider light control.
Oh yeah, they've got that now.
Yeah, imagine this, you're up on deck, the sun's setting, and with just a click of a button, boom, you can light up the whole boat.
No more fumbling around with switches in the dark.
And get this, the range is up to 500 feet.
500 feet? That's wild.
Right, like you could be way back on shore and still control your boat lights.
I mean, that's got to be so convenient for a bunch of reasons, but it also just sounds, I don't know, cool.
Oh, it's definitely cool. And kind of speaks to how much technology is changing the whole boating experience, you know?
Big time. I remember back in the day, you were stuck with these clunky switches and wiring that was always corroding.
Yeah, a nightmare.
But now you've got these super sleek, reliable systems that put you in total control.
And it's not just in boating, right? We're seeing this shift towards solid-state electronics everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Cars, home appliances, you name it, solid-state components. They're just so much more reliable than those old mechanical parts.
They can take a beating, that's for sure.
And DuraBright's control box is a great example of this. They're using solid-state relays and a special breaker to protect the whole system.
So no more giant, bulky breaker panels taking up space.
Gone. They've really streamlined everything.
So you've got the control box, which is like the brains of the operation. Then you've got the key fob, which is basically a remote control for your lights.
I liken this.
On-off, dimming, they've even got an SOS signal built in.
Wait, really? An SOS signal on the key fob?
Yep. But they didn't forget about those who prefer a more, you know, hands-on approach.
What do you mean?
They also include a rocker switch.
Ah, so you've got options.
Exactly. They've really thought about how to make this system work for everyone.
And that's what good design is all about, right? Making things adaptable and user-friendly.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But okay, let's move on to something that's really important when you're talking about boats. Safety.
Can't forget about safety.
And DuraBright has actually built some pretty cool safety features into these lights. One that I really liked is called Courtesy Mode.
Courtesy Mode, what's that?
Basically, you can use the key fob to light up your boat before you even step on board.
Oh, that's a great idea. No more fumbling around in the dark trying to find your way.
Especially if you're coming back to the boat late at night or if the dock isn't well lit.
Yeah, that's a real safety hazard.
Exactly. And it's so simple, yet brilliant, right?
It really is. Makes me wonder why nobody thought of it sooner.
It kind of reminds me of those motion-activated lights people have outside their houses, you know?
Totally. Do you think Durabrite's approach here, like, could inspire similar innovations in other areas?
Maybe even beyond boating.
Absolutely. Like, think about accessibility features in homes or public spaces.
Yeah, this kind of customer-focused thinking can really make a difference.
No doubt. But hey, we were talking about safety features. What about that SOS signal you mentioned?
Oh, yeah. So imagine you're out at sea, something goes wrong.
Uh-oh.
You hit that SOS button on the key fob.
And
your boat lights start flashing the Morse code SOS signal.
Wow. That could definitely be a lifesaver in an emergency.
Especially if you're out of range of cell service or your radio's down.
It's like a backup visual distress signal.
Exactly. Now, obviously, it's not a foolproof solution. The effectiveness of the SOS signal, it depends on a lot of factors.
Yeah, like weather conditions, how far away other boats are.
And having other essential safety gear on board is still crucial.
Always. But still, it's awesome that Durabrite is thinking about these things and integrating safety features into their lights.
Shows they're not just focused on making lights that are bright, but lights that are safe and reliable.
And that contribute to a better, safer boating experience overall. That's what I like to see.
So we've talked about the technology, the safety features, and Durabrite's unique design philosophy. It's pretty impressive stuff.
No argument there. But what do you think it all means in the grand scheme of things? Like, what's the big takeaway here?
I think what's really fascinating about this Gen 2 line is that it reflects this bigger shift we're seeing in technology as a whole.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's not enough to just create a product that's innovative. You have to create a product that's actually centered around the user, that's intuitive, and solves a real problem.
So it's not just about bells and whistles anymore.
Exactly. It's almost like we're moving away from those flashy gadgets and towards solutions that actually make our lives easier, safer, and, you know, just more enjoyable.
Makes sense. We're all so busy. We just want things that work well and don't add more stress to our lives.
And Durabrite, they're a great example of a company that's leading the charge in this direction.
They get it. It's not just about selling lights. It's about selling a better experience.
And it makes you wonder, right? Could this same kind of approach, this customer-focused, problem-solving design, be applied to other areas of our lives?
I like where you're going with this.
Our cars, our homes, even our cities.
Now that's a thought-provoking question.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, isn't it?
It really is, but it also makes you appreciate companies like Durabrite who are already putting those ideas into practice, showing what's possible when you put the customer first.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have, from those crazy bright LEDs to the wireless control that feels straight out of the future.
But what I keep coming back to is Durabrite's commitment to actually solving problems for boaters.
That's what sets them apart.
And it's a reminder to all of us, whether we're designing products or just going about our daily lives, that innovation is really about making things better for everyone.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up part one of this deep dive.
But don't worry, we'll be back soon with part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the world of Durabrite's Gen 2 lights and explore even more of those cool features and innovations.
Stay tuned. It's like we were saying, right? Durabrite, they're tapping into something bigger here.
This whole trend?
Yeah. Like solid-state electronics, it's the future.
Definitely seen that everywhere.
Cars, you said, home appliances.
All over the place.
And for good reason, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Solid-state, it's just so much more robust.
Think about it. All those moving parts and old electronics, always something to break down, wear out.
Especially out on a boat, you know? Constant vibration, moisture.
Exactly. Solid-state components, they can just handle so much more.
More abuse?
Yeah. And they last way longer.
Like Durabrite's control box, right? You were telling me about that.
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect example.
They're using those solid-state relays.
Mm-hmm. And a special breaker, too.
So the whole system is protected.
Right. Which means no more of those massive breaker panels taking up all that space.
That's a win in my book.
Definitely. And it shows how Durabrite's really thinking about the whole package, you know? Not just the individual components, but how they all work together.
The big picture.
Yeah. So let's recap here. You've got the control box, the brains of the operation.
Right. And then there's that key fob we were talking about.
Oh, the key fob. That's got to be so cool to use.
It is. It's basically your remote control for the lights.
Tell me more.
So you can turn them on and off, obviously.
Of course.
But you can also dim them.
Nice. So you can set the mood?
Exactly. And remember that SOS signal we talked about?
Yeah.
That's on the key fob, too.
Wow. So they really packed it with features.
They did. But they also realized that, hey, not everyone wants to go all in on wireless control.
True. Some people might prefer something a little more, you know, old school.
Exactly. So they also included a rocker switch.
Ah, so you've got options.
Always good to have options. It shows how Durabrite really considered all the different ways people might want to use these lights.
Thinking about those user preferences.
Yeah, which makes a big difference in terms of usability and honestly just customer satisfaction.
Makes you feel like they actually care, you know.
Totally. But speaking of caring, let's shift gears for a second and talk about safety.
Safety first, especially out on the water.
Couldn't agree more. And one of the things I really appreciate about DuraBright is that they actually built some pretty neat safety features into these Gen 2 lights.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
So there's this one called Courtesy Mode, and it's pretty brilliant, actually.
Courtesy Mode? I don't think I've heard of that one.
Basically, it lets you use the key fog to light up your boat before you can get on board.
Wait, seriously? So you don't have to stumble around in the dark?
Exactly. Super helpful if you're coming back to the boat late at night or if the dock isn't well lit.
Yeah, that can be a real recipe for disaster.
Especially if you've got, you know, gear in your hands or you're trying to help kids or kids get on board.
So many things could go wrong.
And this Courtesy Mode just eliminates that risk completely.
It's like, why didn't anyone think of this sooner?
Right. It's such a simple yet effective solution to a common problem.
It almost feels like something you'd see in a luxury car. You know, like those lights that come on when you approach the vehicle.
Exactly. Makes you feel all fancy.
It does. And it makes you wonder, could this kind of thinking, this focus on safety and convenience, could it be applied to other things beyond just boat lights?
Like in homes, maybe? Or public spaces?
Yeah. Think about all the potential applications for this kind of customer-focused design.
It's exciting to think about, isn't it?
It is. But hey, we were talking about safety features. What about that SOS signal? How does that actually work?
Oh, right. So picture this. You're out on the water and something goes wrong.
Hope it's nothing serious.
You need help, but you're out of call range. Your radio's down. You're in a tough spot.
Sounds scary.
It is. But that's where the SOS function comes in. You grab your key fob, hit that SOS button. All your boat lights, they start flashing the Morse code SOS signal.
Wow, that's pretty clever.
It is. It basically turns your boat into a giant visual distress signal.
Makes you much more visible, especially at night.
Exactly. It's like having a backup emergency beacon, but built right into your lighting system.
Now, I know we talked about this before, but just to be clear, this SOS signal, it's not a magic bullet, right?
No, of course not.
It's still important to have other safety gear on board, like flares and a VHF radio.
Absolutely. And the effectiveness of the SOS signal, it does depend on a few things.
Like what?
Well, obviously, weather conditions play a role. If it's foggy or there's a storm, the signal won't be as visible.
Makes sense.
And then there's the proximity of other boats. If you're miles offshore and there's no one around, the signal might not do much good.
Right. Gotta have so actually see it.
Exactly. But still, I think it's a fantastic feature to have, and it shows the DuraBright is really taking boater safety seriously.
It's like they're thinking about every possible scenario, you know? Trying to give boaters that extra peace of mind.
Yeah, and that's something we can all appreciate, whether we're seasoned sailors or just casual weekend boaters.
For sure. Knowing that your equipment is reliable and has those extra safety features, it makes all the difference.
It really does. So we've talked about a lot, those super bright LEDs, the wireless control, the safety features.
DuraBright, they're really pushing the envelope here.
But what I find most interesting is how this Gen 2 line kind of reflects a bigger trend we're seeing in technology overall.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are you thinking?
Well, it's not enough anymore to just create a product that's technologically advanced.
It's got to be more than that.
Exactly. It needs to be user-centered, intuitive, and it needs to actually solve a real problem for people.
Form and function, they got to go hand in hand.
Yeah, and it feels like we're kind of moving away from those days of, you know, flashy gadgets and gizmos that are all about bells and whistles but don't really add much value to our lives.
We've all got enough clutter, both physical and mental.
For sure. And DuraBright, they're a great example of a company that's embracing this new way of thinking about technology.
They're not just trying to impress us with specs and features. They're actually trying to make the boating experience better, safer, and more enjoyable for everyone.
And it makes you wonder, right? Could this same kind of approach, this customer-focused, problem-solving design, could it be applied to other areas of our lives?
I mean, why not?
Right. Like, imagine if our cars, our homes, even our cities were designed with this same level of thoughtfulness and attention to detail.
Now that's a world I'd like to live in.
Me too. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
It really is. And it makes you appreciate companies like DuraBright who are already putting those ideas into practice, showing us what's possible when you put the customer at the center of everything you do.
All right. So we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive, from lumens to safety features to the bigger implications of DuraBright's design philosophy.
It's been quite a journey.
But the real question is, what's all this mean for you, our listener?
That's right. We want to hear from you.
We've been talking about boat lights, but the takeaways here are much broader. It's about the power of innovative thinking, the importance of listening to your customers, and the potential for technology to truly make a difference in our lives.
And as you go about your day, as you interact with different products and technologies, we encourage you to think critically about the design choices behind them.
Was it built with the user in mind? Does it actually solve a problem? These are the questions that can help us navigate the ever-evolving world of technology and make informed choices as consumers.
And who knows, maybe you'll even be inspired to apply these same principles to your own work, your own projects, your own life.
Because innovation isn't just for engineers and inventors. It's a mindset that we can all embrace.
To make the world a little bit brighter, a little bit safer, and a little bit better.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to wrap up part two of this deep dive. But don't worry, we'll be back soon with part three, where we'll explore even more of those fascinating features and innovations that DuraBright has packed into these Gen 2 lights.
Stay tuned. They're leading the way, that's for sure.
Showing everyone how it's done.
And that's what I find so exciting. You know, it's not just about making a cool product. It's about thinking bigger, thinking about the impact you're having on people's lives.
It's about making things better, not just newer.
Exactly. And that's a lesson we can all take to heart, no matter what field we're in.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into DuraBright's Gen 2 lights,
it's been quite a journey.
We've explored some seriously impressive technology.
From those crazy bright LEDs to that wireless control system, it's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
But what really stood out to me was their commitment to solving real problems for boaters.
That's what makes them different, right? They're not just throwing tech at a wall and seeing what sticks. They're actually listening to their customers, understanding their needs, and coming up with solutions that make a difference.
And that's a powerful thing.
It is, and it's something we can all learn for, whether we're designing products or just trying to make a positive impact in our own little corner of the world.
Because innovation, it's not just about having a brilliant idea. It's about having the empathy and the drive to turn that idea into something that truly benefits others.
Well said.
So as we say goodbye for now, we want to leave it with this thought. What challenges can you solve? What can you make better? Because we all have the power to innovate, to create, to make a difference.
And who knows, maybe someday we'll be doing a deep dive into your amazing invention.
That's what we love to see. So keep thinking, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And until next time, happy boating.
And happy innovating. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Day 2 p.m.